Time again for another podcast edition of the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast, Q106, the Section 618 app. Danny Zerwinski here for your February frenzy. So much going on here at the end of the winter sports season as we are so in the middle of February as we record this podcast and as we get ready to drop it. When we drop it, we're heading into the last part of February. It's hard to believe that, you know, we've made it through a foot of snow. We had a lot of games and things get postponed, canceled, rearranged, switched around. And if we learned anything from COVID 6 years ago, you can do anything, anytime, anywhere. All you have to do is put your mind to it. And that's what a lot of people did. We survived that snow for a week or so, and then being on the ground causing problems. And then after that, it's warmed up to, 60 degrees. And about the time this thing drops, 70s. Well, we'll get some more cold weather. I'm not going to say a foot of snow, but we'll get some more along the way. But boy, the winter sports season winding down, and a lot of good things going on at Benton Community High School. And one of the things that we'll talk about as we get ready for postseason, we're heading into postseason. Wrestling's already there. Girls basketball will have started by the time this podcast drops. And boys basketball, at the time I record this, is getting ready for the last week of the regular season. So lots to discuss. So let's get right to it. Let's get to the map first. Benton Girls Wrestling had a very successful Granite City Regional. Trinity Phelps finished fourth, Morgan Adams fourth, Addison Mabry fourth, and Lexi DeSette, an alternate, all advanced to the North Mac Sectional. North Mac is a school in Verdon, Illinois. All of those ladies advanced to the sectional. None got out to go to state, but we do appreciate the fact that the girls were able to get to the wrestling sectional at Verdon North Mac, Verdon, Illinois North Mac High School. Great season for the ladies to advance four to sectionals. Now, as we go along to boys wrestling, what a year for Benton boys wrestling. They set a record for dual wins with 27. They finished the year 27-8. They were the Mississippi Division champs, and they finished second place at the Heron Regional. So at the Heron Regional, there is a bevy of people who advanced to the sectional. Braxton Tittle won the 106-pound weight class. Zayden Butcher finished third at 113. Zane Stanley finished third at 120. Kingston Palmer finished third at 126. Brendan Jones finished, was an alternate 132. Eli Wilkie, an alternate at 138. Caden Blades finished third at 144. Peyton Robinson was a champion at 115. Derek Wilkie, a champion at 157. James Flores was an alternate at 165. Kobe Calli finished second and one at 175. So all of those advanced out of the Heron Regional to the Vandalia Sectional, which was held recently over Valentine's Day weekend. And out of that, four Benton wrestlers will advance from sectional to the state tournament, state meet in Champaign. They are, in the 106-pound class, a sectional champion, Braxton Tittle, 157, Derek Wilkie, at 175, Kobe Calli, and at 144, Caden Blades. All will advance to the state meet held at Champaign. Everybody knows about that. Great job to you four gentlemen for advancing. And boy, Benton Real Boys Wrestling just keeps rolling right along. And Benton Girls Wrestling does the same. Growing each year, improving each year, growing that program to a point. It's going to be a tough one, just like the boys wrestling program. So lots of success on the mat this year. Time to take our first break. And when we come back, we will discuss the success of the Benton boys and girls basketball teams on the hardwood after the break here on the BCHS podcast.
No prep fees, no freight fees, no setup fees. That means no surprise $2,000 charges when you sign the paperwork. Only at Weeks Polaris in Benton. With over 50 years of combined experience, our team knows Polaris inside and out. Whether you need a side-by-side for work or play, our knowledgeable sales staff and certified technicians are here to help you find the perfect fit for your needs and your budget. Weeks Polaris, just 2 miles north of the square, or online anytime at weekspolaris.com.
Think about all that's important to you, your family, your possessions, your future. All it takes is one call to Country Financial Agent Trudy Wynn, and she'll be there to help you with insurance to protect what matters most and financial services to help you prepare for what's ahead. Best of all, Trudy takes the time to get to know you and find solutions that fit for your life and your budget. For coverage you need at a price you can afford, call Trudy Wynn, your local Country Financial Agent, at 618-435-8191.
Pate Funeral Home is proud to be a sponsor of the Benton Rangers and Rangerettes broadcasting, as well as the Pate Funeral Home Player of the Game and Ranger and Rangerette of the Week. We know that a diverse array of activities for students is a great way to learn skills to help them transition to college, adulthood, and a successful future. We're proud to support BCHS and the community, especially when life's biggest challenges arise. Find out more about our legacy at patefh.com. Pate Funeral Home, serving Southern Illinois since 1928.
Are you looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy in Benton. They deliver across Franklin County, including Cesar and Christopher, so your meds come to you. For immunizations to special orders, friendly service to unbeatable pricing, especially if you're uninsured, they've got you covered. They accept private insurance and Medicare Part D. They're proud supporters of our community and the Rangers. Stop by 315 North Main in Benton. Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, where care comes first.
State Bank of Whittington is a locally owned community bank serving the people of Southern Illinois since 1919. At State Bank of Whittington, we offer our customers more effective and useful services like Kasasa checking, online banking and bill pay, drive up and ATM banking, and more. Whether you need a new car, a new home, or financial help with your business, just remember the folks at State Bank of Whittington, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
Ask me, Melissa Walden, about Shelter's auto, home, and life options.
Right back into the podcast, second half of this edition. February Frenzy is what I'm nicknaming this one here on this episode of the BC Bouncing Around BCHS podcast. Denny Zerwinski here, and when this podcast drops, girls basketball will be well into postseason. Speaking of girls basketball, what a great year for Dave Brown and his Benton Rangerettes. They finished the season 24-7 overall. They were 8-2. In conference play. Their only two losses of the year in conference play were to defending 2A state champ Nashville, who looks like has another opportunity to win a state championship as well. The Rangerettes won the Sparta tournament, finished second at the Heron tournament, and finished third at the very difficult Rangerettes Christmas Classic. So in a year when you do all of those things and all those accolades that you accomplish, Benton was able to get the number one seed in their sub-sectional, which really sets them up nicely. So they are at the Heron Regional, and on Monday, February 14th, they will play the DuQuoin Lady Indians for a third time this season. They will play at 6 o'clock. They've dominated DuQuoin twice. And the winner of that game will get the winner of the number 4 seed Chester and number 5 seed West Frankfort teams Benton had already beat this year. And those two winners of those two games on Monday, February 14th, will advance to the Heron Regional Championship on Thursday, February 16th. That regional title game will be at 6:30. Now, the winner of the Heron Regional will get the winner of the Breeze Central Regional. At Breeze Central, on Monday the 14th, it'll be number 2 Breeze Central playing Columbia, number 3 Modern Day playing Westland. And then the winners will play on Thursday, February 16th at 7 p.m. Those two regional winners will advance to the Chester Sectional. Both semifinals on the same night. The Heron and Breeze Central regional winners will play on Tuesday, February 24th at 6 p.m. The other sectional semi will be Freeburg and Vienna regional winners playing. And then those two winners from the 24th of February will play on Thursday the 26th at 6 p.m. So congratulations and good luck to Dave Brown and his Benton Rangerettes. They've had an outstanding season again, and they look to collect some hardware and extend this season as long as they can. And without further ado, we'll go to the Benton Rangers basketball team. Benton currently, with 1 week to go in the regular season, as I record this podcast, are 21-6. 4-4 overall in a very tough Mississippi division. Of course, they got second at the GIT. They finished fifth at the Freeburg-Columbia Holiday Tournament. They finished first at the BIT. They still have at Hamilton County and home to Pinckneyville. That will round out the regular season. They have earned a number two seed in their own Benton Regional. The Benton Regional sets up like this. On Monday the 23rd, it'll be number 10 Johnson City at number 7 Vienna, and then number 11 Harrisburg and number 5 Hamilton County. Then on Wednesday the 25th, Benton will play the winner of Johnson City Vienna, and Murphy will play the winner of Harrisburg Hamilton County. And the two winners will play on Friday the 27th at 7 p.m. So the three regional dates for the Benton Regional: Monday, February 23rd, Wednesday, February 25th, Friday, February 27th. The winner of that regional will get the winner of the Pinckneyville Regional. On Monday the 23rd, it's number 9 DuCoin versus number 8 Heron, number 12 Chester versus number 5 Pinckneyville. Then on Wednesday the 25th, number 1 Nashville will get the winner of DuCoin Heron, number 4 Westland will get the winner of number 12 Chester, number 5 Pinckneyville, and those two winners will play on Friday the 27th at 7 p.m. And the winner of the Benton Regional and the winner of the Pinckneyville Regional will advance to the Nashville Sectional. They will meet on Tuesday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. And then the other semifinal will be the winner of the Massac Regional and the winner of the Columbia Regional. So, big, big afternoon here as we record this podcast. And looking forward to February. February's got a couple more weeks left when we drop this. And it will not be long. Basketball, wrestling starting to wind down. Basketball starting to wind down. Softball's going to start a week earlier. You can have games scheduled the week of March 9th. I do know teams have games scheduled that week. Baseball will start a week later or so, and then they will go a week later in schedule. Their regionals will not start till Tuesday after Memorial Day. So lots of stuff coming up. Of course, there's track, there's tennis. So much going around BCHS that you got to keep track of things here on social media for Q106. You can like WQRL on Facebook. You can follow WQRL and on X and Instagram to keep up with everything. And before you know it, in the next few weeks, we'll drop the March podcast down when we wrap up basketball season. We let you know how wrestling goes, and we get you ready for the spring sports season. So with that said, Danny Zerwinski signing off. This has been another edition, the February Frenzy edition of the BCHS Bouncing Around BCHS podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in March.